All right, on the phone with me right now, it's Ben. Ben Folds, hey.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm so good. I'm really excited about this, and there's a lot of pressure on me in this interview. I'm sure on you as well, but I shared that I was going to be visiting with you on Facebook, and I have a lot of friends who are really diehard fans who I know are going to listen to this, and so I'm super nervous about it.
Well, you can always, I don't know. Yeah, I was going to try to give you a nerves trick, but I'm not good at that.
Yeah.
I just go ahead and get nervous.
So
I know some people who have like little tricks, like they lean up against walls and stuff like that.
Okay. Here, let me get to a wall then. Okay. That's helping. That's helping,
good.
Ben.
Supposed to center you somehow.
I don't know how leaning against a wall. Oh, well, it's working though. What for whatever it is or whatever reason it is, it is working. Where am I talking to you at? Where are you at right now?
I'm in Los Angeles, and I'm heading to you tomorrow.
You're coming out. You're doing the show at the Depot on the 18th, Wednesday night. Tickets are available at SmithTix. Let's get that out of the way, right?
Yeah. That's where you get them.
Yeah,
this is in the middle of nowhere. I mean, I'm not doing a tour or anything. I just happen to be in Salt Lake City doing some stuff. So we just booked an informal gig, so it's just a little solo gig.
What are you doing in Salt Lake then? Let's talk about that.
I've just got some friends and just doing some stuff. So. Just have business. Got to see a man about a horse.
Okay. All right. Pretty vague, but I'll take it. Maybe doing some skiing, except there's not snow, so that couldn't be it.
No, it's not skiing.
Is not it? Skiing. Let me keep guessing. This will be awesome. This will be the rest of the interview. Just me asking you what you might be doing.
It's not terribly exciting. It's just business. And I thought, well, I'm going to be there for a day or two, so I may as well just book a gig.
And then you did, and now everyone will be there. That'll be awesome. I have to tell you, I have some personal history with you, my friend.
Oh, yeah?
Well, and it starts here. I had a roommate who, back in college, was watching a DVD of one of your performances, and I was talking to him just a minute ago trying to get the name of it, but we couldn't seem to remember which DVD it was. But it was a live performance, and I remember I was in the kitchen just kind of doing dishes, and I'm overhearing him listening as he's watching, and I was like, that's really good. Who is that? And then an hour and a half later, I went back and finished doing the dishes. That was my first introduction.
So I messed up your dishes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then second, you know that, as I mentioned before, a lot of connections with your music. There was a lady friend of mine that I dated who absolutely loved, your song, The Luckiest.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's a lot of people's, that's their, you know, their big honeymoon song or, you know, their wedding song and that kind of stuff. And so in an attempt to try and win back a girl that had dumped me, I learned the lyrics to The Luckiest and sang it in my poor beat-up Hyundai Elantra.
Really?
Yeah.
How did that work out for you?
It didn't work out very well.
Sorry about that. I feel like I let you down twice. You didn't do the dishes one time, and then you didn't get your girlfriend back.
Well, no, but that's okay. So, you know, I ended up meeting...
What's strike three? I caused a car wreck or something.
I'm still waiting for strike three, but leaning against this wall, I think we're going to be okay. I think we've changed the hands of time. I think future is different now.
I think I remember the thing about the wall. It's not just leaning against it. You like kind of do a push-up against it. You put your weight into it, and that puts your energy into it. That's what the trick was.
Okay.
I don't know. I was trying to think of something. The thing is that I'm always terrible with nerves. Like I'm wrought with nerves. Performance and television and stuff, and I just go ahead and just live with it usually.
You still get nervous?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I do. It's weird. But I think it's good. I mean, I talk to people who are, you know, been performing their whole lives as well, and so many of us are like that, and I think the consensus is that's a good sign. It means you care. So.
Yeah, for sure. I get that. Because at the point that you're not nervous, it's like, what, it doesn't matter? There's nothing on
exactly.
The line?
And the times I've convinced myself into not being nervous and to, you know, kind of like relaxing about it, I played fairly comatose performances. Like, they weren't, I was, it's not that I subdued my nerves. I kind of made my whole system check out. It doesn't seem to work. So, I don't know. I just embrace the nerves and go with it. And, you know, there you go. Especially for television stuff. That stuff makes me super nervous. I think cameras and that whole thing are really nerve-wracking. I'm a little more comfortable on the stage. But even for then, I get butterflies. So.
What's the thing you've been most nervous for television-wise?
Almost any musical performance. And it used to be a problem for me. And I think, you know, my fans would know that because it just became obvious. It's like, well, he's not really doing the same thing on TV as he did at the show. And it was too far. Like, it was just too much. I don't know what happened. I think I played what I consider wasn't a very good show on Saturday Night Live years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was because that was one of our formative first times. Somehow, I just kept getting more and more nervous trying to go, okay, well, next time I go, I'm not going to suck like I did on SNL. And, you know, but it wasn't so bad. I mean, I've seen it since then. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
No, it wasn't bad at all. But you know how you perform, and you can sense that there's a huge difference.
Yeah, it's just the kind of performer I am. I don't know. I mean, I think I'm just more in the moment, and it's just more about being there, and it's a little more difficult for me when I view it as some sort of, you know, thing like a calling card or something. Like, this is really going to do a lot for you. That's weird to me. Just like step on and you're auditioning for 20 million people on television suddenly, as opposed to just, you know, just making music in the moment and being there and letting that sort of speak for itself. But if you do a tour and you've been playing for a few thousand people every night, and then you play one show for 20 million people on television, you can't even keep up with that. Like, your mind can't get around what it is you're doing. And I think it's really odd. But some people do fine with it. I've come to the point where I don't mind saying that I suck at it. I've gotten better, but it just doesn't have any bearing on my career anymore. So I just go do what I do and don't worry about it.
You're coming to Utah to convert to Mormonism. Is that what's going on?
Absolutely, yes.
Yes,
I'll be doing that next week.
Is that what it is? Am I close?
I'm not sure what we'll be doing. They'll be putting me upside down in a closet for a while or something like this. Some initiation, I think, right?
Yeah, that's how you become a Mormon. It's upside down in a closet. Mormons are notorious for that.
You have to be able to sleep like a bat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes,
I've got Mormon friends. I didn't go to church or anything myself growing up, but I got great respect. I don't hop on the as a musician that doesn't go to church. I think it's awesome if someone has a discipline or a belief or something that keeps them, you know, centered. I'm all for it. But I probably won't be converting to anything. I might be converting like my phone plan or something like that.
Okay. Well, we look forward to you converting your phone plan here in Utah. Then that's a big deal for some. So,
I'm gonna have a Salt Lake City phone number.
that's a big step.
Yeah. But I do. You know, I actually go to the I like to go to the museum. I think it's a really interesting museum you've got there. The Mormon Museum. I've gone there like three times now.
Oh, really?
It's a lot to take in. It's interesting. Yeah, I like it.
Do you have when you come to certain towns and as you've been touring as long as you've been, do you have things that you have to do when you go to or when you come to Salt Lake? Like, man, I got to go to this restaurant and I've got to see these people and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's usually more about the people than it is. I don't have like a thing. Although I guess I have been to the museum a few times. Yeah, there's some towns, like there's one town that has a cop, like, you know, you jump off, it's got wings, hang glider.
Okay.
Hang glider. It's got a hang glider port, a glider port.
Uh-huh.
And I like to go watch the hang gliders. I think that's kind of cool. Exciting stuff like that.
You know, there's a place just south of the Salt Lake, down at the end of the Salt Lake Valley, that people will travel from around the world to go paragliding and hang gliding.
I'll bet. There's a lot of stuff like that around there. You guys have good landscape.
Yeah.
It's like That's good. That's good land there.
We prepped the land for folks like you coming. I want to ask you just a couple questions. When people come and see you on Wednesday night, what can they expect from you? Is it going to be all your classics, new stuff, mix? What are we doing?
It's a little mix. I might play a couple things I've been writing that are half finished, honestly. I'll probably play Request. I'll play whatever pops into my head. It's very, very, very informal. So, because it's the kind of thing that's going to be more of a, it's not promoting anything. It's just a fan's, goof off concert. So if someone has something they want to hear, they should probably tweet that to me so I can see if I can remember it. And, I'll check that before I come.
How do they tweet you?
I guess it's at Ben Folds. That probably works. At Ben Folds. At ampersand sign.
Yeah. I think ampersand is the, is that?
No, that's the and.
Yeah, that's the and sign. It's just at. It's the at sign.
It's not and Ben Folds. Yeah, you're right about that. I get that stuff wrong all the time. Yeah, okay, well, I think that'll know how to find me. It's my name. Just put it in Twitter. It'll pop up eventually. But yeah, I'll play whatever songs, pop into my head or someone else's head. But if I can remember it, that would be good. So someone.
So give Ben a couple days heads up, all right? Give him a couple days heads up. Make your request now. He'll relearn the song. He'll make it so you can get back with your ex-boyfriend or girlfriend, and then he's going to end it all with joining the Mormon Church and changing his phone plan.
You got it. You just summed up, like, the most inane conversation. and you're going to... there's something about the dishes. I can't
remember. Oh, yeah, and I'll finish the dishes. In fact, I got to go do the dishes right now. Ben, looking forward to having you here at the Depot.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday night. Tickets are available at Smith Ticks. I think what we're going to try and do is I think we're trying to arrange a little meet and greet beforehand. Awesome. Are you up for something like that?
If I'm there, I will. I'm being sort of rushed in. They'll find that out. My manager will know where the heck I am.
So. Okay, because we can spoil you with the food of Salt Lake Valley if we can get something like that worked out. But
oh man,
yeah, right. The spoils of the Salt Lake Valley.
Wow.
Yeah,
that sounds like good stuff.
Lean against the wall, Ben.
I will do. I'm going to go back to my cave. One of the reasons, if I sound crazy, if it's not because I'm drinking in the morning.
No. I would never assume that.
The reason I sound crazy is because I'm working on a piano concerto.
For
and
what?
I have a little more than a month to complete the scores to turn in, and that's what I'm going to be performing all of 2014. And it's taken up my brain in a way that I've never concentrated this hard on anything before. So I was working on that, and then we got on the phone, and I realized I was ill-equipped to make use of the English language. But I think I'm a little bit better now. But I'm going to get back in the concerto. But, I'll be touring that with orchestra, so I will definitely be through Utah because I played with the Utah Orchestra before. It was great.
Can't wait to see you then. Thank you, Ben.
All right. Cheers, man. Bye-bye.